Why did skunks evolve with such distinction? This is San Fitzinglo with the lowdown on science. Meet biologists Tim Caro and Theodore Stankiewicz. Yes, really. They study how some carnivorous mammals protect themselves from getting eaten. For example, meerkats huddle in groups while skunks squirt noxious sprays. Why did each evolve that defense? To find out, Caro and Stankiewicz collected data on 181 carnivores, little ones that get eaten by bigger predators. They filtered for certain data, each species' primary predator, spray behavior, burrow use, social huddling. They also compared routines, daytime creature versus nighttime creature. Result, small daytime mammals mostly use social strategies for defense. They cluster. Their main predators are birds. More eyes looking up, fewer meerkats become hawk lunch. And ground defense, groups collectively bite, scratch, and taunt a predator until it leaves. Meanwhile, nocturnal animals in darkness can bump into predators. So spraying is handy. The findings will eventually become a predator-prey research database called the Geography of Fear. And regarding meerkats, of course, the Geography of Cuteness.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communications and 89.3 KPCC. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.